Hey everybody, I am Jake. I'm a sex and love addict, and grateful to be here, grateful to be sober in this program. I am sober in this program 9 years, and it has drastically changed my life in very, very positive ways, and I can only strongly recommend it to some of the new folks that are here today. The topic of the meeting is fantasy and intrigue, so I'm going to be focusing on that, but I will give a short qualification first. I also just want to say I'm really happy that this meeting mentions the speaker recording themselves. That's fantastic. One of the commitments I have is chair of the audio library for Los Angeles Intergroup, and if any of you want to record yourselves on your own time and send in this, your speaker MP3, it's hugely helpful to people all over the world to hear those MP3s, and our program has fewer speaker MP3s than other programs. The audio library is available at slaalosangeles.org/audio, and my current email for the next year is audio@slaalosangeles.org. So if there's something in my speak that makes you want to reach out to me about SLAA-related stuff, you can also reach me at that email address. I came into this program because of many things. The reason at the time was I could not get away from a relationship that was not working. I'd been in that relationship for 10 months, and she had dumped me 14 times. I kept coming back over and over again, asking her to take me back, and then she would dump me again. I wanted to kill myself. I couldn't stop thinking about her and trying to make that relationship work. It was love addiction. I was in many other 12-step programs, and I tried to do relationship inventories in those 12-step programs, and nothing could make me stop throwing myself into the wood chipper over and over again. Fortunately, I came to this program, and I found a good sponsor. I started working the steps with that sponsor. I went into withdrawal with that sponsor, and I was able to stay away from that person and start to treat my disease. When I first came into this program, I was very uncomfortable with the sex addict half of the sex and love addict statement, but it slowly dawned on me that I used the approval of others and connecting with others as my higher power and my source of self-worth, and that I had an abnormal relationship with sex and love, romance, fantasy and intrigue, my relationship with others. I was making these things my higher power, so I became comfortable with calling myself a sex and love addict. And I realized that over the years, I had constantly been on a search for dates and connections. I kept a note, like a little note thing in my phone to keep track of the list of people that I was currently, I was basically a salesperson prospecting and keeping track of what status I was at with this person or that person, because the goal was to not feel alone and not feel like I was worthless and not feel like I was not enough. And so I was constantly looking to connect with others. Fortunately, that love addiction situation drove me into this program. Upon entering this program, as I said, I entered withdrawal, which was a difficult period but extremely helpful. And over that period of time, I began to build a relationship with myself and with God, and to learn how to derive my self-worth from my relationship with myself and God. I got to know myself in a new way. I found out what my actual hobbies are instead of the hobbies that I thought other people wanted me to have. I found out who I really was. And then I entered sober dating, and over a period of years, I went out on dates with folks and discovered whether or not I was a match with those people. It was a new experience because I had never showed up on a date as myself before. Because of my new hobbies, I developed new friends, and at my wedding, I had tables of people that were related to my various hobbies. I got married 2-something years ago, April 23rd of the year before last, so like a year and a half ago, been living with my wife for about 3 years, and we have a 17-month-old daughter. We got married when she was 5 months pregnant. Somewhere my math is getting off. 18-month-old daughter now. I'm not much of a morning person, and I've been sick all week. I had to cancel a bunch of different stuff that I was doing. So I'm a little bit shy on the math. I'm looking for like a one of my favorite pictures of my daughter so I can hold her up for those of you who are looking at the screen. Here's Siobhan, and she's the reason that I do everything, and thank God. I would not have any of that joy in this life without the 12 steps and without working this program. So I'm super grateful. I'm going to try to talk about fantasy and intrigue for a little while, as that is the topic of this meeting. Fantasy is not reality, and I am addicted to not reality. As I mentioned, I'm in many programs. I'm 16 years sober in AA, for example, all of those programs have one thing in common: addiction. And addiction, which is what we have if we're in this room, addiction wants us out of reality. Whether it's drunk and out of reality, or in my case, angry and out of reality, or whatever it is, addiction, my addiction wants me to not participate in my own life. In the case of sex and love addiction, that often looks like me sitting around obsessing about so-and-so, or whether so-and-so likes me, or whether I should be in a relationship with so-and-so, or what should I do about this dramatic situation that I'm involved in. And it takes me out of reality. I don't do my job. I don't spend time with my family. I don't spend time with my friends. I don't move my life forward. My addiction wants my life halted. My addiction wants my life not growing and changing. My addiction wants me alone and miserable and dead. So I get to actively participate in doing the opposite of that addiction. As an anorexic, the SLAA definition of an anorexic, I'm somebody who purposefully forces myself to make friends with men, go out and do stuff with friends. I'm a person who purposefully forces myself to engage in social activities and go out in the world and do healthy things for myself, doing top-line behaviors. I believe that God wants me to continue growing. If I look at steps 10, 11, and 12, and I pull out key words from those steps, I get a cute little hidden message that God wants me to continue to improve my practice. God wants me to continue to develop my relationship with God. And I can't do that if I'm stagnant. And I definitely can't do that if I'm dead. So fantasy is a wonderful way that my addiction continues to mess with me. The way that my addiction continues to mess with me 9 years sober in this program is all in step 6 and 7. It's in my character defects. One of them is rage. It's something that I've been working on that, you know, doesn't really come into my life hardly at all anymore, because, thank God I've really gone through steps 1, 2, and 3 around it, and I have to keep reminding myself about it every day, but it's still there, and it's a way for me to feel right. It's a way for me to feel, It's a way for me to feel correct. It's a way for me to feel powerful. And I'm not powerful. I'm powerless. And another thing I'm powerless over is fantasy. One way that fantasy is addictive in my life today, and this may sound disconnected to you, but I play a lot of D&D. That is a fantasy-based game. It's very fun for me, and I play it a lot. Well, last summer, I was staying up till 5 a.m. 6 out of 7 nights a week playing D&D. It started to eat into my sleep schedule, and that started to have trouble with my work schedule. And I was acting like a drug addict. After a month or more of this, it was I basically was being a drug addict. Now, how is that related to sharing about fantasy at an SLAA meeting? I mean, it's fantasy, right? Pretending to be a wizard and casting spells and that sort of thing. It's not reality at all. And what happens is, because I'm afraid of reality, in this case, because I'm afraid of losing my wife and my daughter, because I love my baby daughter so much that I can't bear to lose her, I actually force myself to lose her through my behaviors. Because I'm so afraid of losing her, I will make the loss happen ahead of time so that the foregone conclusion will happen. How will I do that? By retreating into fantasy. I'll spend, as I did last summer, spend so much time staying up so late, making so many arrangements with friends to play this fantasy game that we play, that I'm not spending really valuable time watching my daughter grow up. And she's growing up so quickly. Every moment is so precious. Every interaction week after week is so different from the week before. And yet there is this addictive part of me that wants to live in a fantasy world. Now, that doesn't sound like it's sex and love addiction related, but it very much is. You can look at it as from all sorts of different angles. But if I'm thinking about so-and-so all the time, if I'm thinking about, if I'm imagining a future all the time, if I'm living in the future instead of the present, if I'm thinking that one day I'll be married and I'll have kids, or if only I could get this person to go out on a date, or what would life be like if I could just be with this person? Or what would life be like if I could get away from that person? I'm not living in reality. And reality is so much better than any fantasy could possibly be. I've got 2 minutes left.
2 minutes.
So, as a sex and love addict, as a sex addict in particular, I have a desire for new things, new seductions. As a sex addict, I want to be out in the world seducing everyone. And new seductions are more tantalizing than an old seduction. But that combats the actual life I want to live. The life I want to live is I want to build a committed monogamous relationship with my wife. I want to build a family. I want to have a family. 5-6 years before I met my wife, I traded in my 88 Cadillac DeVille for a 2012 Honda Accord with 4 doors, very boring, nice gray car, a great car for a family. It was 5 years before I met my wife, but I knew what I wanted. I wanted a family. But I have this little sex addict in me that wants new things. And that can lead me to be thinking about new things. That can lead me to not being present with my wife. And I will tell you, if you are a new sex addict to this program, making love in a committed monogamous relationship is so much more fun than any kind of new seduction. And that was something that I would never understand coming into this program, but it's something that I discovered. However, my brain, my thoughts, always want to take me out of that interaction because I'm afraid to be seen. I'm afraid to lose the joy that I have. I'm afraid to actually accept love. I am absolutely mystified that anyone would love me or that I would be enough. And so I engage in fantasy to escape from the harsh reality that life is actually good. And it's not, the time seems to be up, so I'm going to be wrap up. Life is actually good, and it's not the horrible way that my addiction wishes it was. So I get to, on a daily basis, ask God to remove my addiction to fantasy and to help me be present in reality where the true joy is. And God is in the present moment, so I want to be in the present moment too. I want to enjoy every single moment of this life rather than letting my addiction win and living in my head and missing everything that's good. Thank you everyone for letting me share. And as I mentioned, I've been sick all week and have canceled a number of in-person appointments because of that. So I probably will be leaving early and going back to bed. But thanks so much for letting me speak.